Good morning, everyone. I thank you all for being here to listen to my presentation. It will be a short and brief one, and I hope that we will be able to learn from each other in relation to quality improvement of our program. As he said, I'm Margaret Benjamin from Tanzania, and I work with Helen Keller International, and I should say that I don't have anything to disclose. And to give a little bit background on vitamin A supplementation in Tanzania, we usually do it twice yearly, mainly during the child health days, and also during the routine care services. But I will focus on the twice yearly vitamin A supplementation. And we have been attaining very good coverages with our vitamin A supplementation for twice yearly. And I'll show a graph on that. And during the twice yearly supplementation, we use the permanent health facilities that are available, but as well we have temporary health posts to increase reach out of our children. And the data that are generated on our coverage during the child health days are usually captured on a tally sheet. And the reports, this is an example of the tally sheet that we use to capture the data. And it is segregated to under 12 months and above 12 months. And the report is usually compiled from the health post. And we're having a kind of on average 6,700 health facilities. They will submit their information to 135 districts, which will have to compile the data. And in average, one district might compile report from on average of 70 health facilities, and that will be submitted to regional level, which will then go to national level. As I said earlier, we have been experiencing very good coverages on vitamin A supplementation, above 80% since 2001. However, on validation surveys which we have been doing, we have been noting lower coverages compared to this administrative information. And even for the DHS, the Demographic Health Survey, the coverages for vitamin A supplementation have been shown to be much lower compared to what is being reported on administrative information. So we understood that we might be having some challenges on the coverage from the administrative reports that have been submitted. And we understood that the reporting are usually delayed up to 3 months at times. And as well, we have been noting some measurement errors and also the staff understanding of the correct denominators to use. Just a little bit of a highlight for the coverage of vitamin A supplementation, we calculate it by taking the children who were reached with our vitamin A supplementation out under the estimated target population. And usually we like to use the target population from the National Bureau of Statistics. So when we were doing the audit, we really needed to review the vast data that is submitted to national, regional, and district levels in 8 pilot districts. You will ask why 8? It is because for the country we have 8 health implementation zones, and we needed to select the facilities from each zone. So we narrowed down from 8 zones to 8 regions, 8 districts, and then from each district we selected a hospital, health center, dispensary, and a health post to go out and review each and every document that they use to generate data for vitamin A supplementation coverage. And also we needed to assess the system that is producing the data, since we are as well noting these delays on our submission of the report. And we needed as well to learn what are the strengths and weaknesses in the process so that we can identify on areas that may need further work. And during the exercise, we adapted tools from Measure Evaluation. They have a lot of tools on data quality improvement. And we had this definition while we were going out into the field. For the reports that we needed to look, we wanted to see whether the reports were complete. And for completeness of a report, we wanted to see if they were generated from a complete list of targeted beneficiaries and if the reports were adequately filled. And on timeliness, we wanted to see the rate at which reports are compiled and submitted. And we were looking at the date when the report was compiled and submitted. And for vitamin A supplementation, we already have agreed that it is 1 month after implementation of the activity. So in June, we usually do it around 15th June. So we expect by 15th July all reports to be at national level. And in December, we usually do it on December 1st. So we do expect by January of the next year, the reports to be at national level. We also needed to look at the integrity of the reports, that they are protected from deliberate bias or manipulation, which we needed that to be reflected by availability of a signed and a stamped final report at each level, a copy of what was submitted to the next level. And also reliability of the data or reports that are being submitted. And we did some recalculations of the coverage information that has been given from each facility to see that they are doing it correctly. And also they are using the correct denominators and numerators to calculate that. And for this audit, we deliberately divided into three phases. And phase one, it involved going out during the actual vitamin A supplementation implementation. And this was in November 2011. And we had the questionnaires ready for that, trained the national teams, and also work out our facilities that we would go out and visit. And in phase two, we worked on the report which we draw from phase one and what were the gaps which we noted. And we went out again and trained in the same areas that we assessed so that they are able to address those gaps in the upcoming vitamin A supplementation. And phase three, we went out again during the implementation of a June round and see whether the facilities has made any improvement in relation to what we discussed. And to give a little bit finding on the phase one, with regard to completeness, we found that most of the reports, they were coming from either incorrect or outdated tally sheet, because initially they used to have a different type of tally sheet, which eventually was difficult for the health workers to compile and come up with the correct numbers. And that's why we changed and provided them with a new version. But we realized that even though some of the facilities were not using that, and also, we noted that the tally sheet were not filled immediately after providing the vitamin A supplementation. And on timeliness, we noted that, especially at higher level from district and regional level, the report was not being submitted on time. And on integrity, there was a lot of inaccurate data transfer, when transferring the data from a tally sheet to a summary report form. And as well, at all levels, it was difficult for them to tell which one was a final submitted version of the report, since they were not signed or had any stamp on that. And you find that the figures that were submitted to the next level were not tallying with what was left at the original facility. And also we found there was record keeping was very poor. The availability of report was not there, and also the target was not known among the staff who are implementing the activity. So what we did, we drew some action points after there, and we trained 176 staff in the 22 districts. And the training area included importance of quality data, accurate tallying of the updated tally sheet, report summarization, and coming out with correct denominator, mainly using the NBS, and improvement on our record keeping. And all these were done participatory with a health facility so that they come up with a specific activities that they will be able to do so as to improve these areas. We didn't want us to be the one telling them what to do, but they were the one telling us what they can do to address that situation. And this was done in March, and they had a period of like 2 months to go back and work on the areas. And in June then, we went out and looked for improvement, and this is what we found out. On the report generation, we found that still 10% of the facilities were not using the correct tally sheet. There was a little bit of improvement in relation to tallying immediately after giving VAS, but yet we still have a gap of 4%. It is important for the health workers to tally immediately so that they don't lose the number. At times, if they count like 10 people and then you start providing the vitamin A, others may come in and they get mixed up with a group, and then you don't know which one you tallied and who is kind of left out. On how report was compiled, at least all during the second round, all the staff knew the target. There was improvement on using the National Bureau of Statistics denominator, but we noted still 3% are not using that. And also, report was available. There was improvement on record keeping, but again, we still have a gap on improving that. And at least all the staff were able, or they were doing the correct calculation on the coverage compared to the initial type. And on report transfer from the tally sheet to the summary report, then there are still noted to be a problem, although there is an improvement, since many facilities were tallying immediately after giving the VAS, but then 4% is not doing that. And 75% of facilities, they reported on time, but still we have a very big gap here. We think and we noted that we have some improvement, but not in all the areas. At least immediately tallying, knowledge of the tally sheet, and correct calculation of coverage and time reporting at lower levels were noted. However, we could not improve much on correct tally sheet availability, timely reporting, or accurate data transfer, and improving the filing at the facility level. And we think that we need to strengthen the reporting at district and regional level, especially to integrate with our overall EPI or health information system. And also we really need to still work on improving the filing system at all levels. And we're thinking instead of using the tally sheet because they are easy to get to lose, then it is possible to think of using the tally book. And also we need to improve the practice on report endorsement and accurate data transfer at all levels. And since we have done our census this year, we're looking forward for all facilities to be able to use the National Bureau of Statistics data to estimate the target. Thank you.
Thank you.